All right, hello, it's John.
It's Tina.
And it's Voice Coaches Radio, and we are here with part two. The most misunderstood parts of voiceovers.
And there's a lot of them. Well, there's six.
There's six. We're doing six.
Yeah, so we did the three, and now we got three more.
We're going to do three more.
Yes, we are.
A quick recap. I think number three, we left at, I need a home studio before I start. And we were like, no,
that's okay. Yeah, that's, no.
Do we have to, well, okay, so one was, it's all about having a great voice. Number two was, reading is easy. I read all the time. Mm-hmm. Number three was, I need a home studio before I start. Those are the first three.
Those were the first three. You can catch that in last week's episode.
There you go, last week's episode. So we'll start with this one, which is number four. The demo is step one.
No.
The demo is not step one. That is a common mistake. If you were to do the demo first, and I'm talking before you even learned, what are you what skills are you showing off?
I know. You're just, I guess
you're not
just
a voice actor.
No, you're just reading a piece of paper.
Yeah. So the whole point of the demo is to show off your skill, your range. But if you are not a voice actor yet, in other words, you have not had voice coaching, you have not been trained at all in any way, you're not showing anybody anything.
No.
You're a regular person.
Yeah.
So you're not a voice actor. You're just some person that has a demo. And if you I hope you didn't record it at home, because I can't imagine how bad.
That's what I was just thinking too. I'm like, okay, so if you have the demo, where are you recording that? Who'd you record it with? Or was it something where you just picked up your phone and hit the microphone and recorded?
In my 33-year career, the worst demos I've ever heard are the ones self-produced and recorded at home or wherever. Yeah, always have a pro. But again, that's not the first step.
First
step is, again, we said this.
Yep. Go to a webinar, find out about it, then take it from there. Yeah. Yes.
Go to an intro webinar specifically with me. That's your best bet. Again, you have 50%, because you're listening to this podcast, you get 50% off of the webinar with the code POD, P-O-D. Just go to our website. You can sign up right there on our ticketing platform. And
simple.
P-O-D, and you get 50% off. You can, that's sticking your toe in the water just to see, because I'm going to tell you exactly what this is all about. Right. And so anyway, so that's the first step. But then even after that, you know, before the demo is getting a voice coach.
Yes.
Learning how to do this.
You've got to learn how as we go, you know, the second one that we said misunderstanding was, it's just reading. It is a little more than just reading.
Yeah.
Just a little more than reading.
The things you should be learning before you even get a demo should be, how to conversationally read, how to voice act. You should even learn things that you probably don't think are that important, like studio etiquette.
Yes.
Because you can drive someone crazy and not know you're driving them crazy. So I even think that's important. And also, even you should even learn from whoever you're working with, how to go out and get jobs.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's the same as any other job market, but different at the same time.
Yeah.
So it is very, very different, you know, but at the same, but you're still looking for work, but voice acting.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. So that's number four, number one for today, but number four.
Yes.
Okay. After that, number five is voiceover. It's just talking.
We're just having conversations. That's it.
So that's the difference. So, you know, I'm glad that's one of these, because that's the difference too. Like, I get people who go, well, I do podcasting, right? So it's voiceover. I'm like, no. In a podcast, you're just like we're doing right now. We're talking to each other, right?
There's no script.
And that's something that you do every day. You talk to people. You're right. So I would say podcasting is closer to what you probably do every day.
If
you're a person that can do that in the mic and not get nervous. Voiceovers is you reading a script conversationally and voice acting that script.
Yes.
Sounding conversational. Again, getting into character, being able to express emotion and all of that into something that you probably aren't feeling at the moment. You have to conjure that up. So it's different.
It is. It is completely different. But like you were saying, we have to sound conversational as we're reading. And you're not going to learn, you're not going to be able to do that right away from just saying, oh, well, here, I can read my newspaper and sound like I'm not reading my newspaper. No, it takes a little more than that. Just a little more.
Yeah, just a little, yes, you do want to sound, I understand why people say that, though, right? Because if they hear a good voice actor, they think, oh, wow, that person's just talking. No, that person sounds like they're just talking. That's why they're good. They're actually reading a script. People have been surprised by that. I've had people, like, I've played them something and I say, does that sound natural? And they go, yeah. I go, that person's reading.
Yeah.
They go, what? They go, yeah, that person's, and by the way, that person just got that script.
Yeah.
And that person's actually reading that. See. And yes, they sound like they're talking, and that's mm-hmm. what makes a voice actor different.
Yes.
Than someone who's doing a podcast, for example.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because look, we've got no script, and it's very easy to tell. We've got no script. But when you're doing voice acting, you've got the script in front of you.
Yeah, and it should be and it should be hard to tell that person mm-hmm. has a script.
Yeah.
But they do. And so that's the big difference. You know, I get it. Yes, it sounds like you're just talking, but you really have to be able to read that script and make it sound like that's a skill.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Cool. So that's five.
Five.
Six.
Yep.
Six is, I'll know I'm improving when I have the perfect read.
Is there such thing as there a perfect read?
That's a weird one. There's no perfect read. There's a there's a read that's right for that producer, that client.
Yes.
There's a read that's right for you, mm-hmm. and those two might not match. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But there's no perfect read. And chasing perfection can stunt your growth in voiceovers.
I think so, because I also think you get in your head of like, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be this one certain way. And then you're in your head. It's not going to be perfect. There's no, I don't, yeah, like you said, perfect for the director, perfect for, but not a perfect, maybe it's the word, you know, it needs to be a different word than perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. I don't think there is.
No, you know? No. There definitely is not. And the more you obsess about that, mm-hmm. and I do have people we've had come through the program say that I just want it to be perfect. And I said, it's not going to be, nothing's going to be perfect. And even if you think it's perfect, I'm going to go, let's try it like this.
Yes.
Right. I want you to be a little more disappointed here or whatever. But there's no perfect read. There's just the read that works.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a good example of this. I've like, say I'm doing a demo with a student and we do the read. And I'm like, I really like that. That was a great job. But you can always tell, and they're like, really? And I'm like, let's do it again. If you want us to do it again, we'll do it again. Yep. And we've done it again. And then we listen back, and then they're like, yeah, the one that you said was the best one to go with it.
When we're recording our last episode of this, not the one that mm-hmm. we just did, but the one before that, mm-hmm. I recorded a demo here in the main room. And same thing, because here's the thing, the producer has some knowledge you don't have yet. Mm-hmm. The knowledge that you don't have yet is how they're going to edit that and what kind of production elements they're going to put to it. Mm-hmm. So when I'm having someone read, I in my mind, I'm going, ooh, I can imagine this going with this or this going with this. You don't have that knowledge yet. So I had someone do that, right? And, mm-hmm. and so the voice actor was like, and again, this is a demo. You wouldn't do this in a professional job. You just let it go.
Yeah.
But I could tell. He came in.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I don't know about that read. I go, okay, give me a minute. So I threw it together mm-hmm. and I threw the production elements I wanted with it and I played it. He goes, oh.
See? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense mm-hmm. now. Yes. And I said, yeah. You get it. You don't have the other part of this that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And by the way, sometimes a voice actor could be right. I mean, there's many times where I've had a voice actor, mm-hmm. like I've had to try it a different way. And I go, I do like that actually. Mm-hmm. So that's what's so great about this. It's collaborative. Mm-hmm. You know, that's your part. As a voice actor, you don't have to question me. What you can do is just read it the way you think it goes and let me make a decision from there. Mm-hmm. That's the advice I would give to people, because what you don't want to do is go, I don't know. What you should do is go, hey, let me try it like this. And then you do it and then I'll make a decision from there. Because sometimes you could blow me away with your read and I didn't even think of it. Like I'm a producer, I can't think of everything.
No.
That's what makes this great. Mm-hmm. This is a collaborative and creative industry. But part of your job as a producer is to be, as a voice actor, is to be creative. Mm-hmm. You don't have to keep asking me. Or telling me, like, hey, can I do it like this? Hey, no, just do it.
Yeah, because, just absolutely.
Because if you ask me, in my mind, I don't know what you mean. I'm going to go, like, this is like this for my wife. Like, my wife is very creative in her mind. Mm-hmm. And she'll say, hey, I'm going to change the room or I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what she's talking about. Yeah. I can't even picture it. She's saying, I'm going to do this. And mm-hmm. I go, I don't know. Yeah. I go, you just got to do it. And she knows now. She goes, you're going to love it. Believe me. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Because I don't even know. I can't even picture what you're saying. Same thing in voiceovers. If you say, hey, I want to read it this way, I don't know what you're saying.
Just do it.
Let me hear it.
Well, that's a lot. I have to listen back to it too. You know, you're recording it. I can hear you. I'm listening to you, but I really need that second again to listen to it again, to hear it differently.
And by the way, something we haven't addressed yet. for those of you who are, well, for those of you who are watching, which I don't know when that's going to happen. Yeah. Okay. For those of you who are watching, but for those of you who are even maybe, no matter where you get this, there's no artwork now.
No artwork?
New artwork.
Oh, new artwork.
New artwork. We have new artwork next to us here.
That's because I complained. Yeah,
Tina hated the last artwork. She hated it.
I did. Yeah. I really did not like it at all.
Yeah.
Not
now,
at all.
Now, some of you who are loyal listeners, you may notice the new artwork, even if you're on like Apple Podcasts or anything like that. Yeah. The old artwork will be gone altogether. Once you replace the main thing, it just it replaces it all. But by the way, you know what's funny is I also change all each episode artwork. That will not change. That's going to be there. For you're going to hate it forever. You can't change it. Each episode. But now I can use this to make the new episode
and
artwork.
And now I'm happy.
You'll be happy now.
See, now that's perfect.
Perfect. No such thing as perfect except for our new artwork.
Yes, except for our new artwork. There you go.
All right. So there you go. That's our episode on...
Misunderstanding. I'm staying with the misunderstanding. Which is probably, it's something else.
The most misunderstood parts of voiceover. Okay. I always have to look at it. I don't know why I made I don't know why I made this episode title so difficult to remember. The most misunderstood parts of voiceover. This is the second part of that. Hopefully you listened to the first part or you're going to have to go back. Yeah. And it'll be like a prequel if you didn't.
Yes. Prequel. Oh, yeah.
People love prequels. I'm not a prequel person.
No.
My wife loves them. So there you go. There you go. That's it. So I want to thank everybody again. I want to thank everybody for listening, especially the loyal listeners. Mm-hmm. Again, if you have any questions, any comments, don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
And if you're any professional voice actors out there listening to this, don't be afraid. Hit us up because we're going to start booking some guests on here.
Yeah,
I did try to get a guest on here and the person didn't respond to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was someone who wanted to be on and didn't respond.
Well, maybe I'll reach out and they'll respond to me.
No, they're blacklisted now. They're blacklisted. I'm not going to say who it is, but that person's not allowed on now. So again, John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
We out.